This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. In wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, some colleges and universities are now trying to provide access to abortion medication themselves. Barnard College recently announced that next fall it'll start offering abortion pills on campus. Over in Massachusetts, the state passed a law requiring its public colleges to provide the medication. And beginning this January, California's public universities will too, but not its community colleges. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, distributing the medication requires resources that some schools might not have.
College-age people account for about a third of all abortions in the U.S., according to the Guttmacher Institute. Martha Sanchez, with the nonprofit advocacy group Young Invincibles, says if students don't have access to abortion, they can suffer real economic and personal harm.
It's just another barrier for them to complete their education in some cases. It is a mental health stressor.
Avoiding those harms is exactly why Massachusetts passed its law, says State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa, who sponsored it. The law requires public colleges to either provide abortion medication to students or create a plan for access.
The reason that we went with both is that some of these schools are very tiny institutions and they don't have health services that are open very often.
Most colleges require students to have health insurance, but not all students have policies that cover abortion. In Massachusetts, they'd have to pay for the medication, and that cost can vary. Carrie Ann Baker is a professor of women and gender at Smith College, whose research informed the Massachusetts law.
So the cost of the medication itself is about $54. Providers charge a wide range of fees.
Up to $600, according to the National Women's Health Network. Baker says by distributing abortion medication, state schools are changing students' expectations of what a college or university can provide.
This is raising the stakes on private colleges, and students are saying, we want this too.
Baker says when abortion medication isn't available on campus, students may have to travel hours to get it. She says that's particularly a burden on low-income students. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.